So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the only one of Israel.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ. This beautiful Sunday morning. Wow, can you believe August is already here and into it pretty heavy. August 11th, 2024. And my, how time flies. But we thank you for joining us. And hope we can encourage you a little bit this morning and with the program we have for you today, the broadcast and the messages. I know that the more I look at them, the more encouraging they are to me, especially in the days that we're in. We start out with the pistol prayer. We have it on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you. And again, as we say, we see it being answered. We see the need for it, and we see that our God hears and answers our prayers. So many people just don't pray. They just don't. They either don't think about it or they just don't apply it. But anyway, we hope that that doesn't apply to you. We hope you do pray, and we hope you pray this pistol prayer with us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Do want to give you a quick reminder. We try to mention it during our communion, but we do have the there you see it, the communion book reprinted. Got through it. Had to kind of, scan it, retype it, spend a little time and energy on it, but we've got it. It's available. If you'd like it, Communion and Its Potential Blessing, Curses and Need by Pastor Peters. You let us know. We'll be glad to send it to you. Want to start out with some current events that are going on today. I want to start out in 1 Timothy 1, because I think that it's a good place for us to start, a good foundation to have, to remember when we talk about things like law and lawlessness, because they abound in the land today. And so 1 Timothy 1, starting in verse 8, says, "But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, realizing the fact that law is not made for a righteous person, but for those who are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who kill fathers or mothers, for murderers and immoral men and homosexuals and kidnappers and liars and perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound teaching, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, for which I have been entrusted, for which we have been entrusted as well." That includes all of us. And when we see this, we should realize that the law is for those that are lawless, for those that are the ungodly. We are to be a self-governing people. And even the Constitution that we have, our forefathers told us that, hey, you've got a Constitution, but it's only going to work for a moral and Christian people. And it's totally inadequate for anything else. And so, as we see that over these last 200 plus years, that guess what? The morals and the Christianity has greatly declined. The people are no longer self-governing. And so God says, I give you the opportunity to follow my law, to self-govern. Love me, he says, and love your neighbors yourself. Jesus told us to do that. That would go so far. So much further than we are today. But nope, we don't have that. So You know, we're right here in the midst of another presidential election, and one thing that's kind of come up, we're carrying it on in a theme right now with the newsletters, and I've been getting many calls and reports, and we're seeing it in the news and seeing it in our local areas and the extended areas. And that is gun control. And so I saw this little graphic. I wanted to share that. You know, gun control, is that what's coming up in the near future? And it could very well be, especially with the presidential election coming up. And so I thought I'd share a couple of points that I saw regarding this upcoming election, and maybe some quotes. You know, if you're going to vote for somebody, the Bible tells us to pray for kings and leaders and those in authority. I want to ask you, how many of you out there do that? I try to do that every day, to pray for our leaders, to pray for godly leaders, to pray for those in authority. Do you do that? If not, you need to start. That's something we need to be doing, because let's take a look at some of the, at least those that are wanting to be leaders in the land, or at least spokespersons. So here's a quote. Take the guns first. Go through due process second. I like taking the guns early. Now, this is from a prosecutor, a former prosecutor in California. She was the district attorney, right? She's even told us, oh, I know how to deal with criminals. I've dealt with them all my life. Well, it's, you know, Matthew says, by their words, you'll be justified, and by your words, you'll be condemned. So you don't have to believe me. You look this up. And probably preaching to the choir here, but another, hopefully it's another point for you to be able to share with your circle of friends and in your area of influence with those that just don't see this. We may get this woman that's not black, but that claims to be black when she's around black people, but she's Indian. Red dot Hindu type Indian, I do believe. The borders are for a while, but now they don't want to claim that because of the border problem. But you call her the border czar, the abortion czar. That's what she pushes and promotes. That's the agenda she represents. Maybe next will be the gun confiscation czar. Just so you know. So here, again, a couple of quotes from her. In the past, and what else can you go by but what people have said, what they've done, right? By their fruits, you shall know them. So let's take a look at a couple of fruits of this Kamala Harris. Boy, she's a fruit in herself. This next slide, Kamala Harris touts freedom to live safe from gun violence. Doesn't that sound nice? Who doesn't want to live safe from gun violence? You could take the word gun out of there. It's just violence. Kamala Harris, the presumptive Democratic nominee president, has made what she calls freedom to live safe from gun violence. Boy, there's a term you'll probably hear a lot more. An important plank of her presidential campaign. At her first rally last month, she expressed support for policies including passage of so-called red flag laws, universal background checks, and a prohibition of sales of assault weapons to civilians. Now, that there is a mouthful of garbage. Assault weapons, nobody can describe. The term assault weapon is, it can be assigned to a Saturday night special, because if you assault somebody with that, guess what? Well, it's an assault weapon. An M60 battle tank could be an assault weapon. And so, you know that and I know that. But they put these terms out. See these terms, it's kind of like green energy. It sounds good. It sounds good. Who doesn't want to have freedom, right? Freedom to live safe from gun violence. Well, here's a good way. If you have somebody that commits a crime with a gun, kill them. Well, then they don't commit it anymore. See, that's biblical. Thou shalt not steal, kill, kidnap. You don't do those kind of things. But when you do, and all you get is a slap on the wrist, or 10 years in for free room and board, and then turned back out on the town, well, it's part of the plan. That's part of the plan to take your gun and mine. And they have done it in every other nation in the entire world. Everywhere else. Correct me if I'm wrong. Am I wrong on that, Jason? Everywhere else, they've taken them. Everywhere. Oh, not in Switzerland. Oh, yeah, you can have your gun in the armory with your 14 rounds of ammo. And if you fill out 14 forms and put it in 3 months in advance, they'll let you have it with three rounds to go target practice and blah, blah, blah. Nowhere else. It's worked everywhere else. And so now Miss Kamala has picked out a new, wow, Minnesota governor. Talk about a radical left wing, Tim Walz. Got a couple of quotes here from him. And again, we're sharing this with you just to let you know where these people come from. So there's no doubt. It's by their own words. Here's a couple of quotes from him. He says, I had an A rating from the NRA. Now I get straight Fs. And I sleep just fine, he said in a post on July 27th. That wasn't 12 years ago or 18 years ago, like when he got the DUI for doing 90 and a 60 and lied to the cops. No, none of that. This was just a couple weeks ago. In 23, he signed several gun control measures, again, as the Minnesota governor, into law expanding universal background checks to private party transfers of pistols and semi-automatic weapons, as well as red flag laws, blah, blah, blah. You're familiar with those. And again, those red flag laws, they sound good. And if you're like me, you might know somebody that has had mental issues or troubles or trials that you know, probably didn't want to be out at the gun range for a little while. That's not what red flag laws are about. It's just not. It's not. And so again, these things sound good, but these people are communists. They are socialists. Here's another quote from Tim Walz. He said, and I saw this. I saw it on a blurb just this last week. One person's socialism, he says, is another person's neighborliness. See, Jason, we've had it all wrong. We're just supposed to be neighborly. We're supposed to be socialist. If one person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. No, socialism steals, kills, and destroys, takes your guns away, controls you by telling you how much food you can have, controlling the food and the water and where you can go and what you can do, what you can't do, telling you what you're going to do. That's socialism. A fancy word for communism, maybe on one scale down. That's what they plan. That's what they want. Now, they support, just so you know, they support transgender surgeries for children. Okay? They support that and push that. This was the guy that put female sanitary products in the boys' bathrooms in elementary schools. Okay? Can you imagine your 8-year-old boy coming home from school and saying, Mom, what was this in the bathroom? Pushed it. Oh, yeah, buddy. That's Minnesota. Gotta love it. And we've had members on the ministry from Minnesota calling in telling us this for years. It's been that way. They support defunding the police, late-term abortions, up to and including birth, open borders. So just want you to know what's there. It's a little more than the lesser of two evils, if you will. It is a desire to absolutely destroy what semblance we have of any type of Christian American life based on our Christian American values that we've had. Saw this article, 7 Things to Know About Radical Left Tim Walz. I think we covered most of it. Minors can get sex change operations in Minnesota. The riots, even the liberal mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, slammed Walz's response because he just ignored it. Let it go. Just let it go. Free college tuition to illegal immigrants. Anyway, so just want you to know, it's good to be informed. It's good to be informed. Now, nobody's perfect. No, nobody's perfect. But these people are hard left, hard antichrist, hard against the types of values that formed this nation and that this nation was blessed under for hundreds of years. Matthew 23:23. Let's go there. Matthew 23:23 says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness." Wait a minute. How do you tithe justice or mercy and faithfulness? So see, he's not talking about tithing here. He's talking about, oh, you've made sure people say it sounds good. You make sure that the word sounds good when you say you want freedom to live safe from gun violence. But you've ignored justice and mercy and faithfulness. Humanity, sympathy, and faith, I think, is what the Farrar Fenton says. They say one thing, and they do the exact opposite. It goes on and says, "For these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others." And so that's what these people are. They are scribes and Pharisees, at the very least. They claim to be for freedom and truth and justice, but they're not. The laws that they put in are directed at you and at me, and not at this guy Charlie here. You see this guy Charlie? He don't care about your laws. You see that? Can you hit that next one, Jason? Good old Charlie there. He don't care about your laws. Now, of course, the graphic had to be a white guy, right? Had to be. That was the only graphic I could find. He don't care about your laws. How about this next one? And so I show a couple of these because some of these are people waking up. They really are. People who buy guns to break laws will break laws to buy guns. It's kind of like when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns, right? Well, I think we're a lot closer to that, at least the possibility of that. The last place on earth, everywhere else, that's how it is. It's that way in Canada, and it's that way in Mexico and every other nation, all the way down to the tip of South America. It's like that all across Europe, Russia, all across the Far East, the Middle East. I like this one. It's just a different way of thinking, you know? Dang, dog, they passed a law. These guys are going to turn their guns in. Oh, man, there's a law against it. Golly, bum, now we better turn our guns in. Said no one anywhere ever. Sorry. Got a couple more here. This one more graphic. And it's almost like this is how they think. You know it doesn't make sense, and I know it doesn't make sense. The majority of Americans, but it's what they put out. If we make guns illegal, then nobody will get shot anymore. That's how we stopped everybody from doing drugs, right? Because drugs are illegal and nobody abuses drugs anymore. But then at the bottom, oh wait, drugs are legal now. Never mind. And they still kill themselves. Opioid crisis and safe havens, safe places. You know, there are cities and city governments, and we pay for it, you and I both, to give people clean needles and free places to shoot up and places to get drugs and to buy booze and so that they can continue in a safe environment. Let's look at Psalms 89. Psalms 89, verse 14 and 15. Righteousness. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, O Lord. Loving kindness and truth go before you. How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. O Lord, they walk in the light of your countenance. See, those that ties back to that law. See, the law is for the lawless. But those that look for righteousness and justice and loving kindness and truth. See, there's no law against that. Well, we talked about what the hard left and their thoughts. Let's take a look. A couple quotes here from Donald Trump on gun control. And I think these are pretty solid on. Donald Trump on gun control. Do you support increased gun control measures? No. Do you support increased background checks? No. Do you support an assault weapons ban? No. Do you support expanding concealed carry permits? Yes. Oh, and the big thing now is, well, you know, he was shot with an assault rifle. And now he's soon, if he gets in, he's going to ban those and the paperwork's ready to be signed and blah, blah, blah. You don't know that. That's just speculation. That doesn't tie in line with anything he did the 4 years he was in office. Unlike what we've seen from the Minnesota governor and from District Attorney Kamala, Vice President Kamala Harris. So, not trying to be political, but you just got to make up your mind. But make sure that you know that you come from a solid background, that it's facts. It's not just I don't like her or I don't like him. They're crazy. They're left-wing commies. Have a little something to back it up with your friends. Hopefully get them to think. Okay? I want to let you know about our network website, sfawbn.com. Remnant, I hope you're visiting there. I know more and more of you are, but I hope you're visiting there. The current events are there, the newswire things that are happening, and the complete broadcast schedule, archives. There's just tons of information there. And if you want to share stuff with us and share it with the Remnant, you send us an email. Send us a link there. You see the email, jason@sfaw.org, and send that. And we'll do our best to post it there and share it with the Remnant. You know, the big AP and the Wire, they don't always pick up on these local stories from your neck of the woods. You know, you may have a thought, an opinion, and I may have a thought, an opinion. And, you know, thoughts and opinions are like elbows. Most people have a couple of them. But let's look at a couple scriptures here. It says in Proverbs 21, 2 and 3, it says, every man's way is right in his own eyes. See, every man's got his opinion. Well, I think. It says, but the Lord weighs the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is desired by the Lord more than sacrifice. And this is, I think, one of eight places that it alludes to this very thing. Righteousness and justice. So see, it really doesn't matter what we think. Our opinion doesn't matter. It's what does the word say? Luke 22:36 says, and let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one. And I like how this graphic put it. It's not just a constitutional right. It's a biblical command. At least a strong suggestion by Jesus Christ. I had this next graphic in my archives. I put it in here again. And, it's the people saying, we will not comply. Can you hit that one? There you go. We will not comply. No. And I think this was actually back. I don't know if it was Minnesota or Wisconsin, New Jersey, one of those states up here that we just talked about it again the other day. I pulled it out of the archives that said, hey, you got to turn in all your ARs. And of the, I think, tens of thousands that they knew were out there, they got about 20 or 30 turned in because they said, no, we're not going to. A couple more scriptures. We'll wrap up and move on this morning. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4 tells us, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. We understand. See, again, it doesn't matter our thoughts, our opinion. And what we think, well, I don't think you should have to have a gun. I don't think you should do this. I don't think, it doesn't matter. It's what does the word say? You may think, well, I don't think I got to get baptized. I don't think that we got, doesn't matter. It's what does the word say in every aspect of our life. Let's look at this next one. Found in Ecclesiastes. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Great summary. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Guess we could have started with that one. But it is. It is. Jason, I think we're about out of time, aren't we? 5 minutes? Okay, we still got a little bit then. Good. Three? Okay. Fear God and keep His commandments. Jesus simplified it, right? Love God, love your neighbors, yourself. Let's go to Psalms. Psalms 119. And Remnant, I think that we all need encouragement during these days. We do. It can be discouraging to watch the news, to see everything else that's going on. Let's take a look here. Psalms 119, long verse, 173 through 176, just a couple verses we're going to read here. It says, "May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me." Sustain, that's almost like food and nourishment. And that's what His laws do. "I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands." You know, sometimes we may forget to do them. Sometimes we may let our opinions overrule the rule of God, the laws, statutes, and judgments that are there. But as it says, we've strayed like a lost sheep, as we all have at times. But when we cry out to Him, He is right there to seek His servant, to sustain us with His laws. And I'll skip this Isaiah, and we'll finish up, Jason, with this Exodus. Exodus 14:14. And I think this can be misconstrued, but I wanted to share it. I don't think we read it wrong, but it's Exodus 14:14. It says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Right? How many times does He say, "Be still and know that I am the Lord"? And He is there to fight our battles when we cry out to Him, when we look to Him for that salvation, not only from our sins, but from the hands of those that hate us. Salvation from our enemies. Saving from our enemies and from the plans that they have for us. Well, that's all I got for you this morning. Stay tuned. We've got a timeless pulpit message for you and a great message coming up also by Brother Zach. I know you're going to enjoy it. And we'll get communion after that. So stay tuned. God bless.